AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. As former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton considers another bid for the White House, there are more questions being raised about her actions as a member of the Obama administration. She admits to having personal email accounts and server at her home while serving at the State Department. In an interview this weekend with CBS News, President Obama was asked how he found out about the email accounts.
At the same time, everybody else learned it through news reports.
And Obama says he supports Clinton's decision to offer up the emails for review. Meantime, former President Bill Clinton is defending his foundation's fundraising efforts, especially during the time that his wife was Secretary of State. He says it's important to promote efforts worldwide to make life better for all people.
We live in a small world where all the borders look more like nets than walls. And if we can use money to bring people together instead of tear them apart, to build them up instead of pull them down.
A year after Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared, investigators are still looking for the plane's wreckage and answers about what happened. A new report out today says the battery for the locator beacon in the plane's data recorder had expired more than a year before the plane vanished. The lead investigator today is also cautioning against jumping to conclusions about what may have happened to the plane based on this report.
It is not the purpose of this activity to apportion blame or liability.
Investigators say they remain optimistic they'll eventually find the plane in the southern Indian Ocean. In Moscow, five suspects in the killing of opposition figure Boris Nemtsov are being arraigned. Not much, though, is known about the suspects or the charges that are being filed against them. There were peaceful protests following the shooting in Madison, Wisconsin, Friday of a black man by police. The city's police chief is saying that he understands anger over the shooting, and he assured demonstrators that his department will defend their rights. This is AP Radio News. Potential Republican presidential candidates are in Iowa this weekend, with differences over immigration becoming more clear.
While most conservatives in Iowa oppose a path to legalization for people in the U.S. illegally, Jeb Bush told the Iowa Ag Summit it needs to happen.
Make sure people pay fines, that they learn English, that they work, that they don't receive government assistance.
While Senator Lindsey Graham agreed as long as they met certain conditions, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker disagreed.
I'm not a supporter of an amnesty.
And for former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, it's a question of whether people are coming to the U.S. to better themselves and the country, or if they're looking for a handout. Jerry Bodlander, Des Moines, Iowa.
Well, we're not quite sure why he was there, but a man spent the night on the roof of the building that serves as the seat of parliament in London. Police managed to get him down this morning. He has been detained on suspicion of criminal damages and trespassing. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.